Right, I'm delighted to say Richard Marshall joins me, Salford head coach, ahead of Salford's final game of the season in 2021. How are you doing, Rich? How's your week been?
Yeah, been all right. We felt we did really well last week against Warrington, albeit we didn't win, to get ourselves in a position where we probably should have won. And if we had our time again, we'd have looked at getting the 1 point a little bit earlier. But yeah, the boys are okay. I think, you know, the end is in sight for us. We will want to finish the season strongly, but at the same time, we've got quite a few players who are really struggling with injuries. So that's where we're at the moment.
You got a great reception from the supporters when you came onto the pitch at full time on Saturday. It was a heroic effort, fantastic match of end-to-end rugby league. Like you said, I think we were a bit hard done to. How did you feel when you came in and got that reception? You must be pretty proud. You know, it's been a tricky season, but the supporters seem right behind you.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, whether we win or lose, you've got to have a bit of class and dignity about what you do. And albeit we did lose, I thought our supporters were outstanding for the 80 minutes. Well, not even 80 minutes. What was it, 85 minutes? Were great and really helped us along. And when Tui dropped that goal, I could see how energised they were. And, you know, we thought we were going to get the points, but it wasn't to be. It's a shame. I've probably got a connection I would like with our supporters just because of we've not been able to do anything really in the community. But trust me, I'm glad that they're on side. I'm 100% behind our supporters and how important they are to our club. And if they were paying money last week, which obviously most of them will be doing, I think they'd have been pretty pleased that the value is there for the hard-earned cash.
It's been a difficult season, but what's been the most pleasing thing for you this year? What have you taken from it? You know, the positives really. What's been the best thing about it for Richard Marshall?
I think coming through those periods mid-season where we had players who were ill with COVID, we had a lot of injuries in the team, and we were scratching around getting players from St. Helens and Warrington. And to get through that period in good shape and play, I think we've improved as the season's gone on from that lowest point midway through the season. I think we've improved, and I'll take that forward into next year. We want to improve again this week. We've got an opportunity to do that, and I think that's the main thing. You know, you learn by your mistakes, and we all have as a group, me included. And I think as long as you put your hand up, you take responsibility, which I think we've all done. I'm pretty pleased. I'm not happy with where we finished. In terms of the competition table, but I think in terms of the development of our team, our squad, I think we've ticked quite a few of those boxes.
You've probably answered my next question there with what you've just said, but what have you found the most difficult this season? I know it's been difficult managing the squad and having to bring players in on loan. Has the COVID situation, things like that, been the toughest test for you of your career so far?
Yeah, well, as a new coach, you want to come in, you want to get the lads together, you want to have some socials, you want to go bowling or to the restaurants, or you even have a few beers together, whatever it is. We did manage to do that, and the time that we did a bit of a recovery session, and we thought we'd covered all bases, tested everybody, we didn't quite get through that either. So not only that, it wasn't like we were having a good time or anything, it was quite the opposite. We were doing recovery session and a few of our boys got COVID off the back of that, and that's if I had my time again, I'd probably look at that again and do it differently. But and it's been tough because, as I say, you've got to bring the squad together. I've not had the opportunity to do that. We do our meetings outside on the concourse, and pre-season has been a bit, was a bit up and down in terms of the location, what we couldn't do, but we got over it. We overcame all of that, and we did a bit of testing and adjusting, and we managed to turn the team around, I thought, towards the end of the year, and develop the players.
How's the recruitment looking for next season? Have you got, obviously I don't want you to name names, but have you got people in place? Is there irons in the fire now that you're working on with Ian Blees and the rest of the people at the club?
Yeah, lots of things going on. There's still a couple of our own players who are undecided, and we're trying to obviously tie down our own. There'll be some announcements on that over the next couple of weeks. We're happy with the people who we're bringing into the club, whether it's before overseas or clubs in the Super League. We're really pleased about that. There's a couple of additions that we'd still like to make. Recruitment is different this time of year. than I've ever known, really, because of the uncertainty with all sorts of things, the competition, the structure, COVID, everything else that goes along with that. We've obviously got a couple of boys who've retired, Lee Mossop and Kev Brown, so we want to give them a really good send-off.
The big question at the moment, a lot of supporters were asking on Saturday behind the sticks where I was, is Ken Seo. Has Ken Seo been offered the new deal? Because he's Super League's leading try scorer. Surely you'd want to keep him in your team if you could.
Every coach, every team wants to keep the best players. Kenny's up there. He's been one of our more consistent performers. Obviously, it's his third year at the club, and I think he's had a couple of injuries in his first couple of years. He didn't quite settle into the team. But he's been great this year, hasn't he? The tries he's scored. And not only that, he's got a bit of a kicking game. He's good around the place. He's a real family man, and he typifies a Salford spirit. So to answer your question, yes, we have offered him a deal. But at the same time, he's hot property. We're hopeful we can keep him. But at the same time, we've got to be realistic. You know, there's obviously some big hitters out there, but listen, trust me, we're working our socks off to try and keep all of our best players.
Yeah, some news that's broke today is the club's linking up with Australian side Ipswich Jets. That must be exciting for you. It's going to help spread our name, you know, on the other side of the world as well. What are you looking to get from that partnership?
Yeah, that's been on the radar for a long time. From pre-season, he mentioned that to me, and the opportunity to do some stuff with the team in Australia. Obviously, it's the Jets who play in the Q Cup, and there might be some player exchanges, some coaching ideas, development, lots of things that can go, you know, with those partnerships. I think we probably would have announced it earlier, but with COVID and the restrictions, I don't know how it's going to pan out. Obviously, Australia are pretty much in lockdown. Until everything sort of frees up, I don't really know how it's going to look, but we'll be certainly sharing ideas on and off the field, and Ian's done a wonderful job with that. And the club's really proactive in that market, you know, looking for opportunities for our reserve grade next year and our pathway, with Paul Rowley leading all of that.
Yeah, with the season coming to a close on the Friday, how do you spend the off-season, Rich? How do you spend your downtime? Obviously, you know, a Super League coach is always busy, aren't they, doing this, that and the other, but you got any holidays planned? Are you going to get a chance to put your feet up, you know, for a few weeks?
I'd like to. Get away with the family, maybe a couple of games of golf in. I've not played for 12 months. We'll be doing end-of-season reviews, Danny and I, with the squad next week, setting them some realistic goals and targets over pre-season. It's great that I'm coming in fresh as opposed to last year, where I came in at the start of pre-season and the players were in limbo, I felt, last year. They know me, they know my style, they know what's expected. So we're hopeful we can hit the ground running pre-season. I won't be switching off. I'm doing a master's degree in coaching, so I'll try and get my dissertation done next year, and I want to get qualified in that regard. So there's loads going on for us. But yeah, obviously Salford will be at the forefront of my mind. It's a 24/7 job, you know this, don't you, Paul? It's, you know, you never quite switch off, although your family and your wife would like you to. You know, you can never do that. Yeah. And I don't want to, really. I love the job, so.
Yeah, you've got to stay ahead of the game. What can Salford supporters expect in 2022 from your side? You know, what's your main aims going forward next season?
I think we've had glimpses this year of us being at our best, and I think towards the end of the year, the last four or five games, end of the season, I think we've played a little bit differently with the ball. That's down to Danny and the team. I think we've tried to implement some things. We will be doing that again on Friday. I think our defence has improved. I want our defence to improve. I'm a defensive orientated coach, and I'm loath to say we've conceded some soft scores in around the middle this year. I want to get rid of all of that, and just make sure that we're playing with a smile on our faces. We have a good learning open environment at Salford, and I think I'm looking forward to the next level of leaders coming through. Our leadership team will be dismantled because of obviously Kev retiring, Lee Mossop, but at the same time we've got some really good young players who can step up, and I want to see some people leading in pre-season at the start of drills and fitness tests, and we'll be certainly pushing them out over pre-season.
Yeah, obviously the last game of the season on Friday, St Helens, you know, the champions are in town. There's a lot of community engagement been going on. Apparently there's a lot of school kids coming and people who might be new to rugby league. Must be important for you to impress on Friday night. You want these people to come again. So as you said before, you're looking at playing a good brand of rugby league. So an exciting night playing the champions, definitely.
be emotional. It'll be the last time that this team plays together. We've got players leaving, players retiring, moving on to pastures new, and all of that is you have a bit of an emotional baggage along with that. But I want them to play free for 80 minutes. There's no pressure on us. It's a win-win probably for both teams, really. St. Helens are going to blood a few players, and we're backing up from a decent performance last week. We are busted at the minute, though. On one hand, I'm pretty happy that it's the last game, because I don't know how we'd go if we were in the playoffs. We've got a lot of boys carrying injuries, so we'll see from that. But yeah, let's send our supporters out. We're singing that song. Let's get that winning song and banging that drum in the changing rooms at the end, and then we'll have a couple of beers together, and then it'll be see you in 6 weeks, gents. Come ready to go again. And I'm certainly looking forward to that. But yeah, we want to try and push season ticket sales and get some new supporters and get everybody supporting us again next year.
Well, thanks for all the chats this season, Rich. It's a shame I've not been able to do you one face-to-face, but hopefully, going forward next season, we'll be able to meet up and have a chat. But enjoy the close season, and thanks very much for taking the time out to speak to you. It's been an absolute pleasure, a real gentleman, and all the very best on Friday night, and all the best for 2022, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Not a problem, mate. I know we try to get once a week, don't we? We try and have a natter some weeks. It's been a bit tough, but at the same time, yeah, I appreciate you taking your time out of your day for us.